WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A hearing set for tomorrow in a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of FBI agents who worked on January 6th investigations, claiming the Justice Department is denying them due process and illegally pursuing information on them. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
At the FBI, we have learned that a list has been handed over to the Justice Department of employees who worked on January 6th cases. At least two lawsuits have now been filed saying that these agents are being targeted by their own department for doing their job.
Pam Bondi sworn in today as Attorney General set up an internal working group to look into those who led investigations against President Trump, including Special Counsel Jack Smith. The first military flight carrying undocumented migrants arrived at Guantanamo Bay, where the Trump administration says the most violent criminals who've been deported will be housed. And a winter blast is crippling parts of the Midwest and taking aim at the East Coast. Ice, snow, and winds are in the mix. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that on Monday morning at approximately 6:51, a male subject arrived in the lobby of the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center stating there was a warrant for his arrest, and he was there to turn himself in. Daniel G. Connor, 59, of Avoca, was booked into the Iowa County Jail on charges of strangulation and suffocation, disorderly conduct, domestic, and an unspecified warrant. Connor was later released on bond. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office also reports that on Monday morning at approximately 11:26, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle crash involving a power pole on North Iowa Street in the city of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Police Department, Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. Alliant Energy was also dispatched to the scene, and northbound traffic was shut down for about 4 hours while the power pole was repaired. Two people were transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment of injuries sustained in the crash. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Madison Monday to discuss funding she secured for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center. The Wisconsin Democrat says that could now be in jeopardy because of a federal funding freeze issued by the Trump administration, calling it unconstitutional and an illegal power grab. The center is set to open this year, providing educational information on overdoses, naloxone, and fentanyl testing strips to community pharmacies across the state. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with patchy areas of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Lows drop to the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then maybe some sunshine for the afternoon and turning breezy. Highs 30 to 35.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight, so we are going to have a best of show for you with Anders Lindwall and Katie Scullin. And we'll be back live tomorrow for a great and fun show. Hope you enjoy.
One, two, three, four. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's light it up. It is a Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin, a beautiful but frigid night. I am coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Always fun to do the show from here. Conrad is holding the fort down back in Green Bay, and things look pretty normal there, Conrad, I have to say. You look like... you're not up to no good. I can see that. You're towing the company line there in my absence. So thank you for that.
You don't see
how you doing tonight, buddy.
I mean, you don't see the kegs all around. So they're on the other side of the studio.
That's all right. Is that from you or Mino and the mayor?
Well, we had a mixed party.
You know, when I was your age, if I had to do a morning show starting at 6 a.m., there are nights when I could have just gone right onto the air from a party, like just stayed up. I could never do that now, but this is actually the perfect time slot. Wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, folks, it is great to have you with me on this Monday. We all need some cheering up. It's the first week of ordinary time, I would say, after the holidays, and we probably all need a pick-me-up. I know that I kind of let the holidays go an extra weekend. I did really almost nothing this past weekend except hang out with my kids, who were home for the holidays, and eat some good food. I continue to drink non-alcoholic beers at an alarming pace. And I am back to it. You got to get back to it. And this is a Monday night, so we all need to pull together, talk about TV, talk about movies, maybe some comedy, and get through this Monday as we start the new year. The one encouraging thing is, and I think this is kind of cool, I think we gain about 30 seconds of daylight every day since the winter solstice, since December 21st. So already we have like, what is that, like 7 extra minutes? No, that's like 2 weeks ago now. So that's like 7 extra minutes of daylight. So it's only going to get better. We'll get through January. It will be fun. We'll do it. We'll do Nightlight the way we always do it. We have great guests tonight. Katie Scullin is here in the studio. She is a Madison-based singer-songwriter. She will be joining me live, playing some tunes, talking music. I had Katie on the show before. She's just great, and I love talking to her about her process. And she's got a great voice. She's going to perform live for you guys tonight. And then Anders Lindwall will be here. He's the director of Green and Gold, a new film that will be coming to theaters July 31st. And there is a Packer connection. A farmer, played by Craig T. Nelson, bets everything, bets the farm, literally, on the Packers. And Andrew's got a great cast for this film. He is also a native UPite.
Is that how we say that?
I will say, Conrad, I don't know what you did over the break mostly. I played a lot of Wii. I did mention that briefly last week. How long has it been since you've played Wii?
I'd say, I mean, probably about like 6 months ago.
Oh, that recently?
Yeah, one of my friends who lives in Green Bay actually has a Wii. And, you know, coming back from the bars, we'd play some Wii bowling. Our favorite would be Wii golf, though.
Wii golf, I don't even like golf in real life. I find it really frustrating.
Yes.
But Wii golf, I absolutely love. The kids and I, one night, I bet we spent 3 hours doing the 3-point Wii Sports Resort. They have a 3-point contest.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fadeaway, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one. Douglas flips it up at the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
The Wisconsin Badgers are back in Madison tonight as the grind of the Big Ten Conference continues. Sitting at 2-10 in the conference standings, the Badgers welcome 9-1 and 7th-ranked USC, including the Big Ten's leading scorer, Juju Watkins, to the Kohl Center tonight. It's time for LA versus Madison. It's time for Badgers basketball. Coming up on tonight's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the USC Trojans with assistant coach Jamie Gleason. A look at the Badger numbers a little bit later on in the Badger notebook. A quick spin around the Big Ten, too. A game of note for Badgers fans to keep an eye on. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hiya, you trust the Richland Locker for your meat and poultry, but did you know that it's your source for fish too? Offering haddock and Icelandic cod fillets, the catch of the day is flash frozen to ensure that all of its flavor, nutritional value, and texture are sealed in. Enjoy a taste of the sea. Set sail to the Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
At the Kohl Center, getting set for Big Ten basketball, the Badgers host 7th-ranked USC, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. So what's the focus on practice this week following Sunday's game at Purdue, leading into another top 10 team here in Madison?
I think it's, what are the things that we could have done better to finish off that game? I think, we talked about it in our post game about the first quarter and the fourth quarter. And then it was really about turning the page, right? Like, okay, we have a completely new opponent that we're getting ready for, and we have an unbelievable opportunity on National Girls and Women's Sport Day, have a great crowd, have one of the best players in the country coming into our house, and, we need to compete and put 40 minutes together with everybody performing well.
Yeah, let's talk about USC because obviously a high-scoring team, a team that's really good defensively too. What's it going to take to beat the Trojans tonight?
I think we've got to be able to control the tempo for sure. They get out in transition. That's kind of their bread and butter, but we've got to make sure that we take advantage of our possessions, that we really make sure that we're taking care of the ball, and then we've got to make them defend on our end.
You mentioned National Girls and Women in Sports Day. That's what today is, helps recognize the achievements of female athletes. But, participation in sports, I think, can do so much for young people, male and female.
Yeah, I think that's what's one thing that I think that's really cool about this event all around the country. It's not just for little girls seeing, women. It's for young girls, young boys, to see these women out here doing something that potentially they might inspire them to do that. But there's also a bunch of other things that are happening within the game, whether it's our cheer team or dance, whether it's the referees or score. Like, there's all these things that they get to see and potentially want to emulate one day.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. Keep her right here. We will get a scout of USC coming up next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badgers sports broadcast right here on WRCE. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Labor Day savings are here at Lowe's. Get up to an additional $1,500 off select major kitchen appliances. And save $100 off select laundry pairs priced $1,396 or more. Plus, make your big purchases easy with Lowe's Pay, our new flexible buy now, pay later payment option. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/6. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details. Subject to credit approval.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come.
Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to Madison and the Kohl Center. Top 10 matchup as Wisconsin takes on number 7 USC. Now joined by Badgers assistant coach Jamie Gleason. So I guess when you start with USC, you start with Juju Watkins, the nation's third leading scorer. She leads the conference as well. How will you approach this matchup against her?
Yeah, I thought it was fun to scout her, actually, because it was fun to watch what other teams did, and they pretty much tried everything against her. So we took a little bit of other people's game plans and put it together, and obviously she is a big part about what you do and prep for this game.
It's not just her. I mean, this is a team that's right there in the tops in points per game in the country, too.
And that's so true, and we talk, obviously, a lot about Juju and scout film and on the court, but then we had to make sure, like, you know, she has a lot of help around her, too. It's not just a one-man show, as much as she will take a lot of shots, and she's a great player, obviously, but she is surrounded by a lot of other good players.
Defensively, they allow the fewest points per game of any Big Ten team, so what do you see from them defensively?
They're aggressive. I mean, they like to turn people over and turn their defense into quick offense for them. But they also are pretty good in the gaps and stuff like that. So they're just overall pretty aggressive.
So is there anything maybe new or different that you'll have to try tonight? Or is it just to try to penetrate a defense like that?
Yeah, I just think our guards have to be aggressive. They need to attack the closeouts that we will create based off of ball movement. And then don't be afraid when you get in there. I think we will have opportunities to attack the post and then get dump down passes because they do like to help up. So we've worked a lot on that. So just overall, just being aggressive and being confident in what we're doing offensively.
Best of luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Jamie Gleason. Keep it right here. The Badger Notebook is next. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. It's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chainsaw for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Time for the Badgers notebook. Wisconsin 11-11 overall this season, 2-9 in the Big Ten. Tries to get back on the winning track after a loss on Sunday at Purdue. They'll take on number 7 USC. Back to that loss against the Boilermakers, one thing that did stand out was the production of Sarah Williams. She scores 28 points, has 3 blocks, grabs 7 rebounds in the Badgers' loss, but that means 7 straight games now for Williams in double figures. During that stretch, she's averaging 21.2 points per game, and 5 of her last 7 games have been 20 points or more on the scoreboard. Meanwhile, the Badgers' schedule down the stretch is 7 games left before the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin still trying to be one of the top 15 teams in the Big Ten. Currently they are, but of their 7 remaining games, including tonight, 3 are against teams in the top 25 and 2 are against teams in the top 10. It's the first ever matchup in program history between Wisconsin and USC. We've got the starting lineups coming up in just a little bit, but up next, a quick spin around the Big Ten. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all 4 quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over 1/2 pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives, thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. Here tonight in Madison, it's Wisconsin hosting number 7 USC. Later tonight, a top 10 showdown. Number 1 and undefeated UCLA hosts 8th-ranked Ohio State. Last check between Penn State and Washington at the half. It was Washington on top of the Lady Lions, 38-34. That's an important game for Badgers fans to keep an eye on, because when you look at the Big Ten standings, top 15 teams make the Big Ten tournament. Right now, Wisconsin at 2-9 is in 14th spot, but Penn State is one of 3 teams tied for the 15th spot at 1-10, just a game back of Wisconsin Northwestern. Last place in the Big Ten at 0-9. Keep it right here. Starting lineups and the opening tip-off is next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Happy birthday! Happy anniversary! Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few $1,000s, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new, or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Audia is with you as the Wisconsin Badgers host 7th-ranked USC. Wisconsin comes in with a 2-9 Big Ten record. USC 19-2 overall, 9-1, second in the Big Ten Conference. And the starting five for Lindsey Gottlieb and the Trojans looks like this. Kennedy Smith, a 6'1 freshman guard, 10.1 points per game, third leading scorer for USC. Number 12 is Juju Watkins, a 6'2 sophomore and the reigning National Freshman of the Year. She is third in the nation in scoring at just under 25 points per game. Rhea Marshall, 6'4", a senior post player, leads the Trojans with 9 rebounds per game. Kiki Iriafen is a 6'3 grad student, transfer from Stanford, second leading scorer at about 18 per game. Antilia von Olhoffen is 5'11", a grad student, scores about 6.5 per game for USC. For Wisconsin and head coach Marissa Mosley in her fourth season, as I mentioned, 2-9 in the Big Ten. They're the 14th spot in the conference. They're 11-11 overall. Carter McRae is 6'1" and a sophomore, has 2 straight games scoring in double figures. The Badgers' second leading scorer is just under 10 per game. Tess Myers is a 5'9 guard, a grad transfer from Duquesne, 14.5 points per game over her last two. She had 17 in the Badgers' loss at Purdue on Sunday and hit 5 threes. Ronnie Porter, 5'2", junior guard. She's listed at 5'4". We'll say 2. 8.8 points per game. She's second in the Big Ten with 5 assists per contest. Natalie Leitzinger is a 5'8 grad guard from Monroe, Wisconsin. She averages just under 8 points per game. And Sarah Williams, 6'4 junior from Brooklyn, New York. Third leading scorer in the Big Ten, 19.1 points per game. First team all Big Ten last year and the reigning Big Ten defensive player of the year. And the Badgers are going to need defense against USC. The Trojans come in second in the Big Ten Conference, scoring 83 points per game. They're also coming off their first Big Ten Conference loss of the season, Sunday at Iowa. Wisconsin and USC meeting for the first time in both these programs' history. First time ever between Wisconsin and USC. Trojans out to center court, ready for tonight's opening tip-off. Badgers just breaking their huddle right now. 7 games left in the Big Ten season for Wisconsin. Down the stretch, they've got 3 top 25 teams, including 2 in the top 10. And that, of course, includes USC this evening. It'll be Rhea Marshall, 6'4", in the center circle for USC. For Wisconsin, 6'4", Sarah Williams. And we are ready for Big Ten basketball, L.A. versus Madison. Opening tip-off is back-tapped and controlled by the Trojans. They'll move it left to right. And a very good crowd here tonight at the Kohl Center to watch USC come to town. Von Olhoffen has the basketball outside left. Finds Smith between the circles. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Watkins' first touch on the right side on Leitzinger. Pull up on the right baseline, rolls in. 10-footer in for Juju Watkins at 27 points in a losing effort in Iowa City on Sunday. Now some backcourt pressure by the Trojans. A pass by Leitzinger's tip, but picked up by McRae in the front court. 9:24 to go, first quarter. 2-0 SC over the Badgers. Weitzinger picks up her dribble, skips it to the near side where it's caught by Porter. Porter dribbles top of the arc, still has it. Ball poked free, she regathers. Shot clock at 5. Toss to Williams in the high post. Jumper over Marshall at the free throw line is short. Marshall secures it for USC. Trojans left to right. It's Marshall, top of the key. Long 2 over McCray is short. Rebound picked up by McCray. She gathers about 7 per game for the Badgers this season. Here is Porter attacking the rim, and it's blocked from behind by Smith and out of bounds as Porter came flying in from the left side. Ball stays with Wisconsin. 8:49 to play first quarter. 2-0 USC. Myers catches the inbounds pass on the right arc. Guides it over to Leitzinger out on top versus Watkins. Leitzinger on the floor, left of the lane, stops, throws it back out to Porter. Shot clock's at 10. Porter dribbles away from a screen by Williams to the corner, and Leitzinger defended by Watkins. 4 in the shot clock. Leitzinger makes her move on Chuchu. Layup no good. Ball tipped and picked up by Iriafen. Outlet near side for USC. Smith into the front court. Lobs inside, and it's stolen by Wisconsin. Pass was intended for Marshall, went over her head. Now Williams has it. Low block right, going to work. Missed it down low. Ball tipped on the baseline, grabbed by Watkins. 2-0 USC. Watkins glides into the front court, defended by Porter. Watkins driving to the rim and gets bumped, and a foul called against Porter. USC, 1-of-2 from the floor. Wisconsin starts 0-of-4 from the field. Badgers scored just under 66 points per game this season. USC is the best at defending in the Big Ten, allowing the fewest points per game at 56. There's a push off by Iriafen, and she catches a pass down low and lays it up and in. 4-0 USC, 7:50 to play. Opening quarter. Porter tracks it across midcourt, flips to McCray. Badgers work it around to the left side. Myers has it. One dribble over to Leitzinger, far half of the court. Watkins defends. Shot clock's at 10. To McCray, high post. So put it on the floor. And she lost it. Stolen, and stolen right away by Iriafen, and she just took it right from her hands. In transition, Marshall misses the layup short. Picked up Leitzinger. Here comes Wisconsin right to left. Still looking for their first field goal of the game. 7:19 to play in the first quarter. 4-0 USC. Porter finds McCray, top of the key. Porter, couple dribbles, looking for the handoff on Myers. It was denied by Von Olhoffen. Now Porter catches out on top. Shot clock's at 7. Ronnie Hezzy drives, blocked out of bounds by Marshall. No, blocked on the baseline, picked up by Porter into McCray. Shot clock's winding down. She just flips one up in time, and it's no good around the restricted arc. Von Olhoffen in transition, tries to bounce inside, and it's kicked out of bounds by Wisconsin. 6:47 to go, first quarter. McCray has a seat on the bench now, and Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas into the game now, the 6'1" grad student playing in her fifth season for the Badgers. Wisconsin looking for its first field goal. They're going to have to defend, though, right now as Watkins has it on top. Leitzinger has the defensive assignment. Watkins pulls up for 3. It's short. Offensive rebound. Iriafen blocked by Williams down low. Picked up by Wisconsin. Blocked by Sarah. She had 3 on Sunday. Down low to Douglas. Kicking it back out. Williams, topside. Working on Marshall. Spinning on Marshall. Stepping through on Marshall. Missing the shot underneath. And it's grabbed by Marshall. Trojans ball. Watkins attacking in from the left. Kicking it out to the right corner. Now to Von Olhoffen. A drive right around Douglas. Meeting Leitzinger down low, but the layup's up and in. 6-0 USC. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Wisconsin still looking for its first field goal, and a drive by Douglas. Finds Williams down low on the left. Missed it with the left hand. That was a good look right there by the Badgers. Watkins attacking the rim. Missing the driving layup with the left hand. Rebound by Wisconsin. Douglas. Outlet stolen. Von Olhoffen. USC now the other way. A 1-on-2 for Von Olhoffen. Douglas tries to tie her up. Shot goes off the backboard, and it's picked up by Hallie. Now Wisconsin. Other side. Myers tries a 3. And it's in. First field goal of the game from Tess Myers. She hit 5 3-pointers for the Badgers on Sunday. And Myers connects for Wisconsin's first field goal of the night. 6-3 USC. Timeout Trojans. Timeout USC back after this with 5:32 to play in the first. 6-3 USC over Wisconsin. And this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Well, tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. I'm John Audius here in Madison, Wisconsin. The Badgers hosting 7th-ranked USC. Wisconsin 2-9 in the Big Ten. The Trojans come in with a 9-1 conference record. So far, 6-3. Southern Cal on top of Wisconsin. The Badgers are 1-9 from the floor. Just got a 3-pointer from Tess Myers. I know that was a pretty... I think the officials were looking at that to make sure that was a 3. Her foot was awfully close to the line. Scoreboard still has 3 on the board for Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Juju Watkins, the leading scorer in the Big Ten, kind of headed toward the locker room during that last timeout, trying to see courtside right now if she has made her way back to the court. But Watkins went to the locker room during that last break. And on the court right now for USC, some new faces. No Juju Watkins. I do not currently see her on the bench either. Trojans with the basketball. Heckel with the rock. Defended by Leitzinger out on top. Heckel goes to the short corner on the left. Area fence jumper's no good. Picked up by Myers. 5:15 to play. First quarter. It's 6-3 USC over Wisconsin. Here's Myers over to the right side. Defended by Howell. She'll bounce. Down low on the right. McCray makes a move. Blocked down low by USC. Akunwafo with the block. Von Ohlhofen tries to go inside, and it's denied, but a whistle and a foul. 4:54 to play, opening quarter. 6-3 still USC. Foul is called against Hallie Douglas of Wisconsin. It is the Badgers' second team foul. Iria Fenn catches the inbound to Von Ohlhofen. All types of time to shoot the three, and she knocks it down. She had time to adjust the ball in her hands, take a breath, and then launch the shot. 4:40 to go. Badgers throw it away from the backcourt to the front court, looking for Leitzinger. Goes over her head. Obviously, when you play an elite team like USC, turnovers gotta come down if you're the Badgers. Wisconsin, a good job hanging on to the basketball this season. 15.3 turnovers per game, about on par at what USC averages at 15.1. Von Ohlhofen, deep on the left, throws it to Akunwafo, who lays it up and in. Akunwafo, excuse me. Here is Cron now into the game for the Badgers in the backcourt. And a reach-in foul against USC. 20 to go, first quarter, 11-3 USC. Here comes Ronnie Porter for the Badgers into the front court. Wisconsin finds itself down by 8 points. Porter throws over to Myers. Lobs mid post left. Here's Williams going to work. Williams back and down, up in the right hand, popped out. Williams fighting, gets her own miss. Has it deep on the left, throws it out to Myers. Return entry pass back to Sarah. Again, spinning left of the lane. Jumper pops out, no good. Picked up by Howell and USC. Von Ohlhofen catches in the front court. Off to the left side, Smith rises for three. Clangs off the rim, no good. Grabbed by Myers. She'll run it into the front court with the dribble. 3:38 to play first quarter. Wisconsin trails by eight. Porter outside left for the UW. Defended by Von Ohlhofen. Looks to her left, throws to her right. McCray has it. Swing it to the right side. This is Cron. Defended by Smith. To Williams. High post. Jumper is short over Okunwafo. And it's picked up by USC. Now Howell out on top to the right. Von Ohlhofen. Porter will defend. 3:11 to play in the first. Von Ohlhofen. A path opens up right around Porter. Layup in. 6.5 points per game for Von Ohlhofen. She lays it up and in. She's got four and a 7-0 run now by USC. 10-point lead. Tess Myers of Wisconsin, left corner with the rock. Now to Williams. Williams spinning in the paint. Jumpers in. First field goal of the game from Sarah Williams. Other side attacking the rim and missing the layup is Howell, but she was fouled. Williams, 1 of 8 start from the field for Wisconsin. But that does stop a 7-0 SC run. USC at the free throw line now. And the free throw by Howell is up and in. 14-5. Next one is through. And by the way, Juju Watkins back on the court for USC. So whatever she needed to go to the locker room for, she made her way back to the floor. Badgers being pressured in the backcourt. Pass deflected out of bounds by USC. 15-5. Trojans on top of the Badgers. Leitzinger catches the inbounds in the front court for Wisconsin, puts it on the floor, slicing through the lane, and a foul on her driving attempt as the shot was blocked by Heckel. And a foul against USC. That'll put Natalie Leitzinger at the free throw line for Wisconsin with 2:30 to play in the first quarter. 15-5 USC. This match is their largest lead of the game. Wisconsin 2 of 14 from the floor so far. Free throw up and in. 82% free throw shooter this season, Natalie Leitzinger. It's the next one to go. 15-7. Southern Cal with the ball. And the lead. Heckel driving, stopping, popping, and hitting at the Big Ten logo. Jumper's good by Heckel from 10. And it's a 10-point lead. 17-7. Wisconsin right to left. Cron behind her back at midcourt to the front court. Pushes to Porter. 2:07 to play in the first quarter. Ronnie between the circles for Wisconsin. Wedge screen out at top. Drives to her right, has it on the right wing, throws back to her left, Leitzinger, defended by Watkins, to Williams, free throw line, kicking it out, pass deflected and stolen by Howell, to Watkins in the front court, right of the lane, bumps into Leitzinger, and a travel call. Watkins gets called for the walk. Minute 50 to go, first quarter. Wisconsin ball. Badgers 2 of 14 from the floor. 14%. USC 7 out of 15. Tess Myers is going to enter the game now for Lily Cron. Myers has 3 of the 7 points by the Badgers and the only 3-pointer attempted and made by Wisconsin. Douglas dribbles into the front court for the Badgers. Has it left side. Watkins picks her up. Hallie off to the right, tries to hand off to Leitzinger. It's knocked free. It's now picked up by the Badgers. And then Watkins tries to poke it out of the hands of Douglas. Porter picks it up. 10 on the shot clock now. Ronnie has to make something out of nothing. Porter, top of the key, driving to the left elbow. Shot clock's at 5. Throws to Douglas. Left baseline drive. Tough shot blocked out of bounds by Watkins. And it's going to be a shot clock violation. There is just 0.1 seconds on the shot clock. So Wisconsin really can't do anything unless they, like, set it like a volleyball toward the rim, maybe? I don't know. And the inbounds is touched, and the shot clock buzzer sounds. Really a no-win situation there for Wisconsin. USC basketball. 17-7, Trojans on top of the Badgers. Seventh-ranked USC facing Wisconsin here at the Kohl Center tonight. Marshall, right elbow, lobs over the top of the defense, out of bounds, looking for Watkins. Trying to get to Watkins down low on the left. Weitzinger. Inbound, zigzags her way to the front court. Left baseline feed to Williams. Backing down Marshall. Williams shot over Marshall and it bounces through. Second field goal of the quarter for Williams. 17-9 USC. Heckel pull up 15-footer. Nope. Marshall tips it into the air. Tries to gather it. It's still loose. Who has it? Finally into the hands of Williams. Wisconsin ball. Porter's pass deflected. Picked up at midcourt. USC 3-on-3. Marshall stopped by Williams on a drive, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. It'll be interesting to see if they give a block to Sarah on that play or not. 17-9. They do. Second block of the game. Watkins inbounded. Finds Heckel. Back to Juju in the left corner. Leitzinger defends. 30 seconds to play in the first. Watkins high left side now with the rock. Slowing it down. Shot clock to 15. Game clock to 21. Watkins still high left side. Now she'll make her move. Throw back to her left. Here's a three. Howell, no good. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Porter has it. Porter met by Watkins at midcourt. Ronnie trying to get across the timeline. She does. 4 seconds. Porter still with it. Bouncing inside. Williams with 2 seconds. Williams off the window. It's good. At the buzzer. Wisconsin gets one to fall. And a foul, too. So it's an and one opportunity coming up for Sarah Williams. Foul against USC, and it'll be Williams at the line. But first, I think they have to figure out exactly how much time is left. Porter got it to Williams and got it in right at the buzzer. Depends when that foul was actually called then. 17-11. That's the score right now.
We get a future generation. Please turn your attention to the video board as we recognize tonight's antibody.
And I think Williams is going to make her way back. The foul was called against Marshall. It's her second.
Tonight's antibody presentation is brought to you by UW Health.
So I don't think this quarter's quite done yet. Almost. But a nice way to end it for Wisconsin, as Williams will have a chance at a free throw. Now the officials bringing both teams back out onto the court. So Sarah Williams will step to the free throw line. They put 0.6 on the clock. Near 80% free throw shooter this season is Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. She has scored in double figures 20 times this season, including her last 7 in a row. Free throws in. USC has about a half second. Looking to get it in. They do. Buzzer sounds. Shot comes after the buzzer. And now the first quarter is done. And Wisconsin ends on a little flurry to pull to within 5. After the first 10 minutes, it's USC 17, Wisconsin 12. And we'll be back with the second quarter coming up next. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 17-12, Southern California on top of Wisconsin in this Big Ten matchup here tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin ends the first quarter on a 5-0 run. Badgers trail by 5. They trailed by as many as 10 points in that opening quarter. Yeah, USC got it out to 17-7 before Wisconsin put 5 on the board. First quarter leading scorer for the Badgers is Sarah Williams. 3 of 10 from the floor, 7 points, 7 of the 12. She does have a couple of rebounds and a couple of blocks in the first 10 minutes. Tess Myers has a 3, and Natalie Leitzinger has 2 at the free throw line. Second quarter is underway from the Kohl Center, and the Badgers have possession to start. Down by 5. It's number 7 USC. Here's Porter outside left for the UW. Dribbles to the left baseline. Smith defends. Brings it back out with the dribble now and bounces left baseline. Caught by Williams. Williams backing down. Shot is short left of the lane. Nice defense there by Akunwafo. Here's Watkins, top of the key. Watkins makes a move around Williams. Tough one to the rim. Missed it. Rebound Wisconsin. 2 points so far for Juju. Over to Myers, right side for the Badgers. Front court trailing by 5. Just underway second quarter. Right in the lane, Williams. Williams trying to drive. Ball is hit down to the floor. Who has it? It's still loose. Finally, USC comes out of there with it, and it's Erie Finn. Von Olhoffen, left side, working on Myers. Now has it left of the lane. 9 minutes to go, second quarter. 17-12, USC. Erie Finn. Defended by Douglas, now in the lane. Erie Finn lowers her shoulder, throws one off the window, and what's the call? Foul against Douglas. A little frustrating for Hallie Douglas, you can tell. She wasn't too happy about that. There was some contact. It was initiated by Erie Finn, and then whistle sounds, and it's USC at the free throw line. Erie Finn, 17.8 points per game, fifth best scorer in the Big Ten. So USC has not only Juju Watkins, who leads the conference at 25, but Erie Finn, who's just under 18. Free throw up and in. And she has over 1,400 career points. Transfer from Stanford. Next one pops out, no good. 18-12. USC lead, Wisconsin basketball, right to left in the front court. Porter pushes to the left where Myers has it. Myers slides it over to Williams, who guides it over to the right wing. It's Porter. Ronnie bouncing right of the paint. Williams skips it. Near side to the corner. It's Myers. Can't get anything on Watkins. Tries to go to Williams. It's stolen by Akunwafo. Other side trying to track down that basketball. Flips it up. No good. And a foul. Foul against Williams. It's the second team foul called against the Badgers tonight. First foul, personal foul against Williams. Kuwafo at the free throw line now. And that free throw is missed off to the left. Akinwafo is a 24% free throw shooter. Now 4 out of 18 from the line after that miss. She makes one. Just her fifth made free throw of the year. 8:20 to play, second quarter. USC on top by 7. A steal. Iriafen lays it up and in. Now the Badgers in the backcourt. Lost it again. McCray has it, though. Three Trojans around her. Just need to pass out of there, and you've got a fast break and a reach-in and a foul against Juju Watkins. 21-12 USC. Deanna Jimenez enters the game now for Wisconsin. That last turnover and bucket by USC, Porter was double-teamed, and her pass just got deflected, and then USC picks it up, and the lay-in's good. 8 minutes to play, second quarter, 21-12, and now Smith a little too tight defensively on Porter, some 25 feet away from the rim. He doesn't like that one, but a foul called against USC. Second team foul against the Trojans. McCray catches the inbounds. Looking inside for Jimenez, knocked out of bounds by Akinwafo. Wisconsin 22% from the floor in this game. They're 4 out of 18. USC's shooting percentage now up to 40% for the game. Jimenez catches the inbounds pass, gets bumped out of bounds, and it'll be USC ball. Jimenez trying to say, the only reason I'm out of bounds is because I got bumped out of bounds, but apparently the officials missed that. Smith. Get to Iriafen, high post. Back out to Kennedy Smith on the left. Drives to the free throw line.